This was a multi-center study done on seriously ill COVID-19 patients admitted in the ICU of different institutes in Bangladesh. And this study was designed to evaluate the effect of famotidine in severe acute respiratory distress syndrome caused by SARS-CoV-2. The patients were divided into two groups. Group A, famotidine, 40 to 60 mg oral tablet formulation, was given half an hour before meal. In the case of less than 60 kg body weight, this dose was given as 40 mg per dose, and in case of more than 60 mg, it was given 60 mg per dose. And this treatment was continued for 30 days. Other treatment were as given. And the group B control group, no intervention was done. Treatment was as given. Treatment outcomes were measured as time to clinical improvement, time to symptomatic recovery, mortality rate, duration of ICU stay, total period of hospitalization, the rate of daily supplementary oxygen use, time to clinical failure, news to score during discharge, and CT chest recovery in a percentage. The famotidine treatment group had comparatively better recovery of 75% and a relatively lower death rate of 25% than that of the control, which was 70% and 30%. The time required for clinical improvement, duration of hospitalization among the recovered patient, CT chest improvement, and the time for viral clearance were statistically significant in HA test. However, the Kaplan-Meier survival test was not significant among these two study groups. The p-value was 0.989. Following completion of this study, famotidine treatment group was found to achieve a better clinical improvement and rapid viral clearance compared to the control. Though there was no significant survival benefit with famotidine as an added treatment for COVID-19, but the relatively low mortality and better clinical improvement of the famotidine treatment group suggest that H2 receptor blocker famotidine might have a positive role in the prognosis of COVID-19 illness.